Today's daf is Maseches Bava Kama, daf Kuftet Zayin. The Gemara Namar Aleph relates from Rav Safra, who was traveling in the desert with a troop of soldiers, Shayara, and they had a lion with them protecting their animals. A reward was given to the lion of one donkey per night for his service of protecting their animals. A rotation of the group, each of the members was followed when it was that person's turn, and they'd give one of their donkeys to be eaten by the lion. Rav Safra's turn came around. He gave a donkey, Gemara relates, but the next morning he saw the lion had not eaten the donkey. So Rav Safra ran, and he reacquired his donkey before somebody else could get to it first, because the donkey essentially became ownerless. The Tosfos Shad says something very important on this. Rav Safra's giving of the donkey on that night exempted him from giving his donkey on a different night. A very interesting idea, even though the lion did not actually eat in the end. The reason is because he put his donkey into a scenario where it could have been consumed. Safek shel ibud. It's possible that it would have been lost or consumed, and therefore he fulfilled his obligations. We have this case of Spitz about Reuven, who went shopping but didn't have money. So he asked someone to give him a check, and saying to them that he'd pay them back cash in order to fill in the gap of money that this person had spent. 6 months passed, and the check owner never even demanded his money back, according to the money that he should have received. The check was net, but according to the bank, this was the reason the check was never deposited or was never redeemed, that amount that was on there. The store owner had no recollection. He may have used the check elsewhere or just lost it. The check owner is now asking Reuven for the money written on the check, since because of the check, Reuven was able to make that purchase. The purchaser had a good counter-argument, however, that his hitchayvut, his taking on the responsibility to the check owner, was to pay all the money on his behalf. Since he didn't pay anything at all, he should be exempt from his obligation. If we parallel our Gemara, we could argue that just like the donkey being fed to the lion, the one who gave the check or his credit card, let's say, to be used, there's a risk. Maybe he'll lose that money. Friend acquired the responsibility to pay, to pay that money back. And therefore, the buyer has to pay the check or the credit card provided, even though the person who gave the check or the credit card, even though it was never charged. However, Spitz thought that it wasn't comparable. He says you can't compare the two cases. In the case of Rav Safra, which is the case of Gemara, the one whose turn it was to give a donkey to the lion. So there, Tosos right that they actually knew if on a certain night the lion was full, because they knew how much he was eating, and they knew the schedule. And therefore, they really did have knowledge, and they wouldn't eat, and probably likely the lion wouldn't eat the donkey on that night. But in the case in discussion, so that's the scenario over there. But in the case in the discussion that we're having, it's more like a guarantor. It's not the idea that this person is saying, "I'm giving you this check. I'm going to use this on your behalf." Here, the person's actually saying that they're an arev. They're like a guarantor that obligates himself to repay. And therefore, since we see that there's a different status in the case that we're discussing, you can't compare it to the same discussion as our Gemara.